Welcome to the very first episode of Afro Roots, the podcast where we discover the instruments of Africa. My name is Tamsin Hanslow, and for this podcast, I am not going to introduce to you an actual instrument, but to the International Library of African Music and one of its earliest recordings. At a time when traditional African music was quickly disappearing and the African scales were being replaced by the Western scale, Hugh Tracy founded the International Library of African Music, which is usually called by its initials, ILAM, in Grahamstown, South Africa, in 1954. The idea was to preserve and promote African music. Hugh Tracy was born in 1903 into a large English family. When he was about 5 years old, his father died. Without that income, the family could not afford to send Hugh to university like his other siblings. In 1920, he was shipped out to Africa to work on his older brother's tobacco farm in South Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. When he got there, he was immediately fascinated by the songs he heard the African farm workers singing. He began to learn these songs and his interest quickly spread to other African music and musical instruments. This sparked the beginning of Hugh Tracy's mission in life, to travel around Africa and document African music and the instruments used to make that music. Tracy made over 35,000 recordings of African folk music, which are all archived at ILAM. For this episode, I've chosen one of the very earliest recordings that he ever did. It's called Mapandangare, the folk tale of the great baboon. He recorded the story on a phonograph, as it was told to him, sitting around a bonfire in the valley of Choncho, Zimbabwe, in 1933. The language here is Shona. It's a folk tale that was told to kids. The moral is, do not steal. It tells of a little girl who had no father and no mother. They left her with a lot of cattle and goats. Every day the men would come and steal her cattle. That one day she met a baboon by the name of Mapandangare, who agreed to look after her cattle for her. He placed the little girl on top of the hill, and from there she could watch and see when the men were on their way, and all she would have to do was sing. This song alerts Mapandangare, and he shoots all the men with his arrows and says, You go back to your people and you tell them what Mapandangare, the great baboon, is doing here in the valley of Choncho by the Gomo Refu Refu. And you don't come here again. Every day the baboon would chase away all the men. It didn't take long before all the cattle thieves in that country were driven away by Mapandangare the brave. Then he climbed up the hill again and took the little girl on his back and brought her down safely to her home. And that is how Mapandangare, the great baboon, looked after a cattle for her in the valley of Choncho by the Gomo Refu Refu, the high hill. And they both lived happily ever after. It's incredible to think that this is authentic sound recorded over 80 years ago in its country of origin. It means that this fragment of Zimbabwe's oral tradition is preserved forever, for anyone who'd like to hear it. This is why ILAM is such an important place. It contains thousands of unique recordings just like this, both of stories, but mainly of music from around the continent. ILAM is also home to many traditional instruments, and it is those instruments that you can hear about in our other Afro Loops podcasts. So check them out. It's goodbye from me. I'll leave you with a bit more.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ILAM/podcasts, or find us wherever you get your podcasts.